It's one of the oldest pranks in the NFL, the Thanksgiving turkey prank. This stunt has plenty of history, and it's been tried by more than one team. In the early 60s, Detroit Lions linebacker Wayne Walker posted a note in the team locker room that players could pick up a free turkey at a store not far from the stadium. Players later discovered the address was actually underneath an overpass where there was no such store or building. When Kurt Warner arrived in St. Louis with the Rams, he was told to go to Honey Baked Hams to pick up his free turkey. When he arrived, there was a crew with a video camera, and he was told to record a thank you first. Warner looked into the camera and read from the script, "Hi, this is Kurt Warner. Thanks for the free Thanksgiving turkey. Gobble, gobble." Warner was then informed there was no free turkey. The next day, the tape was played in front of the whole team, and at age 27, Warner says he was told that he might have been the oldest player to ever fall for the prank. But another report says the Arizona Cardinals discontinued the prank after then-coach Vince Tobin showed up at a store looking for his free turkey. In Green Bay, rookies were hit with bills after going to the store to pick up as many as seven turkeys or more. Rookie T.J. Lang was hit with a bill for $100.
I got tricked into paying for it.
Lang actually read from a memo that he and his fellow rookies received.
All players, coaches, and staff. Holiday turkeys and hams are available for pickup by our players, coaches, and staff tonight. Cops, food, blah, blah, blah. Available to pick up. Okay. Then it goes on to say, you can donate your turkey to Paul's Pantry, blah, blah, blah. So we were all expecting to come pick up some turkeys and, you know, just being nice citizens. And then we pull up here and they came up and mine was $100. And they said, I kind of looked at them like, how are you going to pay for them? And they said, but you got to pay for it. So I was like, are you serious?
In the end, Lang was a good sport.
That's all part of being a rookie. You know, you got to pull out the wallet once in a while. So, you know, everybody goes through it. It's just all fun.
For fellow rookie Evan Dietrich Smith, the whole deal was a little confusing.
Yeah, I didn't understand that I was going to be hit with the bill here, but hey, no big deal, I guess.
He said he didn't think it would be free, but...
Oh, I didn't think it was going to be that. I didn't know I was going to be paying for all seven. You know, it's kind of a rookie deal. Got hit with by the rest of the O-line guys, but it happens.
Did he have any idea this was a tradition in Green Bay?
I had no clue, honestly. Something we learn new every day, huh?
Rookie Cyril Obiozor ended up spending more than $180 on turkeys. He's only disappointed he didn't sign up for a savings card.
I could have saved $34.38 with the Cops Key savings card, though. I probably should have had one of those.
Can you believe that everyone in the locker room and the media knows about this deal?
Except us. They made it seem so serious, too. They just put it in with all the rest of the stuff.
The awkward scenes are caught on camera and shown on the head coach's weekly TV show. Former Packers tight end Mark Chmura may have the all-time record. He walked out of the store his rookie season with 21 turkeys to take back to the stadium for teammates. The players, all they can do is laugh and be good sports. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Likewise.
The timing of the story may seem early, but the turkey gag is earlier than normal. Those in charge of the prank want to get to the rookies before they could actually find out about it through fans and media.